Police in Myanmar have officially filed charges against the country's former civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. She is in detention 2 days after a military coup. Michael Sullivan has been following this story for us from Thailand.
Most analysts agree there were some election irregularities, but not enough to constitute massive fraud. David Matheson is a Yangon-based analyst reached in Thailand.
This was all basically a concoction to stage a coup. They have no justification for the scale of electoral irregularities that they're claiming.
Motu Za is with the Myanmar Studies Program at the Institute for Southeast Asian Studies in Singapore.
The situation today currently is far from the kind of deterioration of law and order that they used to justify the military coup in 1988 and the communist insurgency demanding an overturning of parliamentary democracy in 1962.
But Myanmar's military had a great deal of power in the country even before the coup. The 2008 military-drafted constitution gave it control over the ministries of defense, home affairs, and border affairs, and 25% of the seats, effective veto power in parliament. David Matheson.
That was a pretty sweet deal. Like, why do you have to renegotiate that?
In a word, ambition. Specifically, that of the military's commander-in-chief, 64-year-old Min Aung Hlaing, who was facing mandatory retirement this summer. Mary Callahan is a Myanmar scholar at the University of Washington who's currently in Yangon. She's the author of Making Enemies, War and State Building in Burma.
I don't think it's unreasonable to think that he had political ambitions. But the problem is, under the 2008 constitution, there is no place for a 65-year-old former commander-in-chief to step up to, other than the presidency.
And a coup, with the promise of a new election the military might swing in his favor, may have been inevitable, given the fraught relationship between Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy and the military, a military whose leader at one time didn't seem destined for the job.
It appears that it took him 3 attempts to get into the Defense Services Academy, and his classmates report that he was a pretty shy and reticent personality.
After a slow start, Min Aung Hlaing's career took off a decade ago while fighting ethnic insurgents in the north, and the outgoing dictator, Senior General Tan Shwe, made him commander-in-chief not long after. Back then, during the so-called transition to democracy, he was even seen as a possible reformer by some Western military officials, Callahan says, up until the army offensive against the Muslim minority Rohingya and allegations of genocide.
I don't think he ever intended to put the military under civilian control, but this was a kind of problem of interpretation that we've seen over and over and over since the transition began.
Now that he's in charge, Callahan says, it's unlikely that Myanmar military support for him will waver.
The last 50 years has taught us that the Myanmar military does not split. The bottom line is that the very rigid hierarchical chain of command is very unlikely to break.
For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.